I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Stu.
We're going to have a little chat.
I'm just going to have a little chat with this guy.
Stu.
That's right. It's time for Chat with Stu Max. Stuart McMillan, good morning, sir.
Hey, have you ever been in a Syria prison for months and months and months?
Thankfully, no.
No, we have not. But we were looking at this story this week with this Timmerman guy who's from Urbana, Missouri, who ended up going on this pilgrimage, wanting to go to Damascus. His family said he was missing back all the way back to May. Mm-hmm. They hadn't heard from him. Lo and behold, CBS News finds him after this regime change in Syria, who had been locked up in this Syria prison, a dungeon.
I know.
I mean, just trying to go to Damascus.
Yeah, that's wild.
His own road to Damascus moment.
Very good. Would you do something like that? If you felt strongly about a cause or, you know, going on a pilgrimage, would you set foot in a country as dangerous as Syria or one of the other Middle Eastern countries that's in, you know, a lot of turmoil or chaos?
It's a great question. And we were kind of talking about this in the newsroom of just like removing ourselves from our current situation. If we just had a little bit of money and we were plopped in someplace. Yeah. I mean, I would have to have a guide. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could not be gutsy enough to just be like, bloop, I'm in Syria, guys. I'm crossing the border. If I didn't have kids and I didn't, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would do something like that.
Yeah. You got to be wise about it. But the closest thing that I've had to this situation is, as a journalist, I had the opportunity to go to Egypt.
Oh, wow.
So I went to Cairo 2008.
Wow.
This was before the insurrection, but it was bubbling up underneath the surface, and I actually was kind of getting the chance to see it.
Wow.
So I got some like spy stuff going on, like we're going to somebody's apartment, like blindfold and not knowing where we're going. Yeah, I got some of that, and we went to somebody's apartment who they were Iraqi refugees hiding out, and I got to interview them. So I was like underground in Cairo right before the revolution happened.
Wow.
So that was the closest thing I can think of it. I never felt unsafe. I felt sometimes there were situations like when we got to the airport.
Airports are scary.
It took forever. I mean, I don't even know how I got my passport back because it was just a total cluster.
Oh my gosh.
It was such a mess.
I can't imagine.
And then just the whole thing where you're, you know, talking to taxi drivers and they're saying, whispering, you know, it's coming.
Wow.
I mean, it was really,
I'm getting chills right now, Jay.
It was a moment.
I knew I was doomed when I brought up this subject because you're just a world traveler, you know. Here I am, Jeffco boy, shackled to my desk, you know, shackled to my Jeffco County radius. You know, I live a half a mile from my childhood home, okay?
Okay.
My wife's from South America, so that's the only world culture.
And I've never been to South America, so there you are.
See, beat ya! Yeah. I've been to Bolivia. No, but if I just had the moment where I was like, I'm dropping everything. And where would I go? And I, there are a few things.
Where would you go?
Barbados.
Barbados?
Barbados.
Huh.
If you gave me $500 and I had a plane ticket there, a boat, whatever. Barbados. It's something about when I first started doing heavy reading. I like mysteries. I like thrillers. I like mysteries. But that culture of just reading, sitting down to read a book, really opened my eyes to the rest of the world, mm-hmm. you know? And seeing these guys, or whatever the case was, it may be a mystery that took place in Barbados. One guy named George Harmon Cox was the first author that I read a lot. And he's from the 40s, 50s, 60s writer. He wrote like 100 novels. Mm-hmm. You know? But going to Barbados, he describes it in a few of his books, and just the way he was describing the town, and I would like to go to places I've read about now.
Interesting. That's an interesting way to look at it, yeah.
Because I can see it in my mind. Everything in our minds is a dream state, you know, what it's actually like.
Yeah, you don't know.
And he's writing, you know, and some of the book is written where there are in the slums and stuff because it's mystery, you know, they have bad parts of town in Barbados too. But it's just the allure of these people in these books where I kind of channel them, where they just get on an airplane and they go to Barbados and they hang out there for a couple of weeks. Maybe someone gets killed, but hey, they're in Barbados. Think about that. You know, I've thought about Spain, France, Germany, Switzerland. I've never been to Europe, but it's all hop, skip, jump. You know, from here to Illinois, you can go to get pasta in Italy and then take a train back to France. And I don't know.
Yeah, that's a whole
all
other.
All of that stuff, just it's not really a pilgrimage. It's just I would like to
visit. You should do it.
I want to. Yeah. And my wife and I will do it someday. But I've had that thought many times. Now, it's not because my life is terrible or whatever. It's just a fleeting thought. It's not something I dwell on all the time. But every once in a while, I get that thought, what if I just left everything? Where would I go? And what would I do first?
Of course, you wouldn't do that because you have a wife and three children.
Right. I have responsibilities in my life. And obviously, I wouldn't do that. But through books, I can kind of channel that world of the mysterious and the things that.
Well, I'm not of the idea that you have to be young to do that kind of thing.
I'm with you.
I still have that possibility in front of me.
The world is your pilgrimage.
I could be. All right, we have to wrap up right now, Stu, but I think we should continue this discussion next week. So I'm going to make a part two. We're going to do a part two.
A pilgrimage to the pilgrimage.
Something like that. But stay tuned next week. We'll have more
pilgrimages.
On traveling the world pilgrimages.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.